VOA News, I'm Joe Palca. A mother's agony as she weeps over the death of her two children, their pictures gracing the tops of coffins between candles, the victims of horrifying acts of terror in Sri Lanka yesterday. A Sri Lankan official says a local militant group with help from an international network is responsible for the Easter Sunday attacks on churches and hotels in Sri Lanka that killed 290 people and injured 500 others. The country's health ministers, Rashitha Senaratne, said Monday that the National Tawfiq Jamaat organization is responsible for the suicide bombings.
This is a local organization, but we don't know whether they have been linked to the outside.
Senaratne said the attacks at six locations, three churches and three hotels, were carried out by seven suicide bombers. All of the suicide bombers were Sri Lankan citizens. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to announce today that the Trump administration is ending sanctions waivers for those importing Iranian oil. President Trump reimposed sanctions on Iran last year after he abandoned the 2015 international agreement that gave Iran sanctions relief in exchange for it limiting its nuclear activity. These sanctions are meant to pressure Tehran to change what the administration calls Iran's malign activities, including its support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Houthi rebels in Yemen. Vladimir Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko with 73% of the vote. Zelensky has pledged to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council warned on Monday against blocking roads and controlling the movement of citizens and said all routes are to be opened immediately amid continuing protests that forced the president to resign. Madani Abbas Madani, a representative of the civil power organization, said that that organization will not waste their time and the time of the people. They will stop all negotiations with the military. The Sudanese military overthrew and arrested al-Bashir on April 11th and has appointed a military council that says it will rule for up to 2 years while elections are organized. Japanese prosecutors said Monday they have indicted Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, with additional charges of breach of trust with his alleged misconduct expanding further outside of Japan. The charges filed Monday are his fourth and are related to payments by a subsidiary of the Japanese automaker that allegedly went to a private investment company controlled by Ghosn. Prosecutors would not confirm details of the charges. Speaking on Fox News America's newsroom, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who worked under President George W. Bush, warned current White House aides that there are lessons in the Mueller report when it comes to ethics.
On obstruction, the president and his entire team need to realize how close they came to being charged with obstruction. And laws are restraints, and even presidents must be subject to those restraints. And asking your staff to lie, engaging in some of the activities that the Mueller report stated that the president engaged in, it's too close to obstruction.
The Mueller report recounts how Trump called former White House counsel Don McGahn twice at home and directed him to set special counsel Robert Mueller's firing in motion. The Archbishop of Paris and Catholics from around France and the world honored the firefighters who saved Notre Dame Cathedral, praying Sunday at a special Easter Mass for a swift reconstruction of the beloved monument. Some streets around the medieval cathedral also reopened 6 days after the blaze, allowing tourists to get a closer look in local restaurants to reopen. Tonči Lemo is a tourist from Croatia who speculates on Notre Dame's possible restoration.
I don't know. Today, would it be possible to do something like this, some structure, especially what materials they used that time? I'm sure today it would be impossible or it would be too expensive. So no one would ever dare to do that. Yeah, so it's always magnificent to see something like this, yeah.
Notre Dame itself is expected to remain closed for years. I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.